Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
How many times have you looked at a group of people doing something that you really wanted to do yourself, but instead you were too afraid to do it, so you just stood there and allow yourself to be a bystander? All while trying to force yourself to do it, but you never actually found the courage to actually get up and do it. Let me tell you about my most recent experience with this. So I took my first solo trip a few weeks ago. I went to Costa Mujeres in Mexico. And I remember on my second night there, there was a salsa class. And I really wanted to do it, but I was so nervous because I was alone and I thought you had to go with a partner. So I was at dinner and I was at a hibachi restaurant, so there were other people at my table. Dinner ended, and when we walked outside, I realized that the salsa class was actually in an open plaza in the hotel where everybody walking around could actually see you trying to learn how to dance. And two of the girls who were at my table at dinner literally bolted onto the dance floor. It was already 15 minutes into the class and there was only 15 minutes left. They bolted onto the dance floor and they started, like, you know, dancing and everything. And I remember feeling so nervous because I realized that it was in a plaza and I felt like I would be too exposed. I felt like there would be too many people around watching who could laugh at me because I had never danced salsa before and I was nervous about looking stupid in front of so many people. But the two girls who I went to dinner with, they just like ran to the dance floor and they just started like dancing and enjoying themselves. And I sat at one of the open seats surrounding the class. And I was literally forcing myself. I was having a whole dialogue in my head saying, just get up and go. Just get up and go. You know you want to do it. Just get up and go. And the entire 15 minutes passed and I never got up and joined. And I remember walking back to my room feeling kind of disappointed in myself because I was like, it didn't matter that I was late to the dance class because the people I was sitting with, they ran and they joined halfway through the class. So that wasn't a valid excuse. So I remember telling myself, you know what? There's one more dance class. It was bachata. There's one more dance class tomorrow on my last day. I am not leaving here without doing it. And the next day after dinner, I was literally one of the first people on the dance floor because I remember how it felt to sit there trying to force myself to do something and feeling disappointed in myself and feeling like I would regret it if I left and I never forced myself out of my comfort zone. So the next day I was like one of the first people on the dance floor for bachata and I did it and I actually enjoyed the class. And yes, it was in the open plaza and there were so many people watching and I didn't care. Eventually, I stopped caring and I allowed myself to enjoy the experience. And I felt so proud of myself when I was done because I was so shy and I was so nervous. And it might seem small, but it was so big for me. It was such a big step for me. But what if I never did that? What if I allowed myself to just be a bystander? And then I think back to myself in hindsight. I wonder how many people were in the crowd that day when I decided to dance, who just like me the day before was thinking in their mind, just join, you know you want to do it. Just join, you know you want to do it. Because people started joining like throughout the class. Like there were people who were sitting down and they eventually got up and they started like, you know, participating. I wondered how many people who was part of the crowd that day was just like me thinking, just do it, you know you want to. But they allowed the fear of being so exposed and being judged by other people to make them be a bystander to an activity that they really wanted to do. Because I realized the moment that I stopped judging people and looking at other people who were dancing beside me was the moment that I stopped feeling like I was afraid of being judged by people. when I allowed myself to be in the present moment and just enjoy myself and stop looking at people around me and looking at who might be watching me, that's when I finally started to enjoy myself. So let's dissect that, because this is an example about a dance class, but this applies to like all areas of life. Hello and welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Sensi, and on this podcast, we talk about taking accountability for your life to become the best version of yourself. So let's unpack that experience, okay? Let's talk about some of the learning points and some of the things that I got out of that situation when I forced myself out of my comfort zone. The first thing, and I touched on this in a previous episode, but I'm expanding on it here. The first thing I realized is, you know how in the Bible it talks about basically, and I'm paraphrasing, but do unto others as you would like them to do unto you, right? That golden rule. We think it's as simple as just saying, okay, I'm not going to do this because I wouldn't want it done to me. That can be applied to so many other areas of your life in terms of how you treat people, not just giving people stuff, but also with how you judge people. If you are a very judgmental person, like I realized I was, it's like you confine yourself to a mental prison of thinking that people are going to be judging you just as harshly as you judge them. That's why it's so important to release yourself from that. That's why it's so important to treat people the way you would like to be treated. Because whether or not they do it and you can actually see it, whether or not it's done to where you can perceive it or actually experience it, even if it's not happening, because you do it to others, you believe now that other people are also doing it to you and you just don't know. And that causes all of this fear and anxiety within yourself. So that's why I say, I realized that when I initially, on that first day, I was so afraid of being laughed at and exposed because I was looking at other people who didn't really know what they were doing, like I didn't in some parts of the dance. And I was laughing, you know, not laughing like in a making fun of you type of way, but it was just kind of funny to see, you know, people try and stuff like that. You know, like part of it was entertaining. But ironically, I feared people laughing at me and judging me in that way as well. So I realized that when I finally allowed myself to go for it, and on the second day I joined the class and I was like dancing and everything, I was tense in the beginning because I was looking around, looking at everybody's movements, you know, looking at the people standing around me in the plaza. But once I stopped paying attention to what other people were doing, once I started focusing on myself and just learning the dance, once I got out of that judgment space, suddenly I wasn't concerned about judgment being cast onto me. Suddenly, I could finally let go and enjoy myself and enjoy the dance, enjoy the night, enjoy the whole experience, right? And even when I saw people standing around and laughing, it didn't matter because, you know, I stopped caring. So that's the first thing I realized, that you have to stop judging people because it makes you believe that you are being judged to the same extent. When you extend people grace, now you think it's possible for people to likely be extending you grace as well. You see what I mean? So that was like the first important takeaway that I had from that. So I want you to think about the times where you wanted to do something, you wanted to participate in an activity, you wanted to start something, you really wanted to go for it, but then you talked yourself out of it. I want you to think of why you talked yourself out of it. I just gave you my example, and I talked myself out of it because I realized I was being judgmental. But I want you to think about what are some of these examples in your own life so you can see where you might need to extend grace to other people. Because I want you to stop being a bystander in your own life. And this is more common than we think. How many things are you just sitting back and then willfully watching people on social media live their lives in a way that you want to live your life too, but you refuse to put your foot out there. You refuse to have confidence in yourself. You refuse to take a chance on yourself. Do not allow yourself to be a bystander in your own life, just watching life pass you by and then watching everybody do the things that you really want to do. I want you to make a list of all of the things that you are afraid of doing, all of the areas in your life where you realize that you are acting as a bystander, and I want you to start doing these things. I want you to start doing these things because what you will realize is that you will not die. You will not die. The outcome will likely not be as bad as you think it will be. Like, there's so many examples. For me, again, I can tell you, before I started my YouTube channel, I consumed so much content of people who are creators, who have a YouTube channel. And I used to watch it because, yeah, it was entertaining and it was educational. But part of me would always feel like it must be nice. You know, it must be nice to, like, forget about the earnings and everything. It must be nice to be so brave to put yourself out there, because that was my fear. My fear was putting myself out there. So I allowed myself to stay in the shadows and stay hidden and not put myself out there. So that was another example of how I was a bystander in my own life. And I'm telling you, sometimes when you find yourself as a bystander, we tend to try to cope with that by just consuming other people who are doing the things that we want to do. That's why some of us are so obsessed with influencers and their lifestyles and the vlogs and social media and all of this stuff. I'm not saying everybody is. I'm not saying that's why people use social media. But I'm saying, and I'm being transparent, I was guilty of this too. Sometimes I look at stuff for inspiration, but I remember back then when I was afraid to do the things that I wanted to do, somehow I found it like, I used just watching them as a coping mechanism, trying to build up the courage to do it myself, trying to build up the courage to start my YouTube channel myself. And I want you to seriously consider that, because I'm using a YouTube channel, but it could be something else. Sometimes we look at people off social media and in our personal lives. When you look at people who are living a life where they're actually going for the things that they really want to do, despite what it looks like to other people, if you are allowing yourself to be a bystander in that you are pursuing a path that other people want you to do, a path that society convinced you would bring society's version of success, but you're miserable, you don't like that, but you've already invested so much time and energy into it that you decide that is too much for me to let go of, so you keep doing it. And now you find yourself jealous or envious or just having issues with the people around you who seem to be living authentic lives, doing the things that they want to do. It's because there's that rooted, like, I don't want to say envy or jealous. I don't want to demonize it too bad, because I feel like a lot of us need compassion in that area, because everything around you, the media, family, friends, everybody is like projecting onto you. Everybody's projecting their idea of success, their idea of what a happy life looks like, their idea of what this means and what that means. And it takes bravery, it takes courage, it takes boldness and audacity to actually decide to break away from that and start defining what those things mean for you.
If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it, Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Right? And I know this from experience because I was on that path where I was a bystander doing what society convinced me was successful. It took a lot for me. It took a lot of self-love. It took a lot of getting closer to God. It took a lot overall for me to say, I don't want to do this. And despite the fact that I have spent every year of my adolescent life, of my early 20s pursuing this one thing, I don't want to do this anymore. It's not making me happy. It's making me miserable. I don't like it. If I were to wake up 10 years from now and be doing that, I would absolutely resent myself for not taking a chance and doing the things that I actually want to do. It took a lot for me to get to the point where I said, I am getting rid of everything that I don't want to do, and I am going to figure out how to live life on my own terms with my version of success. So and because I know what that took, I'm extending the same level of grace and compassion that I needed at that time. If you are struggling with this, I'm not saying this to use that against you, because some people might listen to this. If that's you, you might be listening to this and then you might still spend another 2, 3, 5 years of your life going down the same path that you don't want to go down. It takes a lot. It takes a lot. Believe me, especially if you are a people pleaser and you don't want to disappoint people, it takes a lot to start living for yourself. So I'm not trying to frame this as no easy thing to do. But as somebody who did it and who's on the other side of it, I'm trying to explain to you that it's so worth it. It is so, I wake up every day and I am happy. I am not miserable. I am not miserable. I am not living a life doing things that I don't want to do. Are there things that I have to work on? Yes. Are there still some areas where I still have to check off my list in not being a bystander? Absolutely. But I made the decision to do that. And with the decision alone came peace. And it started with the lifestyle and everything, but recently it was reignited with that simple decision to take the dance class and not be a bystander in my life. And I didn't die. I didn't die. It wasn't as bad as I thought. It doesn't even matter if somebody laughed at me when I was getting it wrong. I gained so much from getting out of my comfort zone in that little dance class. That's why I'm telling you it's so worth it. As someone who's on the other side, I'm telling you, you feel so much pride and confidence in yourself. You feel so proud of yourself for these little things. I saw a TikTok that said how the reason why time goes by so fast sometimes, or it feels like time is going by, is because of routine. We're living routine lives, very mundane lives, where we do the same thing more or less every single day. And the times, and that's why we can barely remember what happened like last week or whatever, because we didn't have any core memories. When you have a lot of new experiences in your life, like taking a dance class because it was attached to something like getting out of your comfort zone, when you have these new experiences, it forms core memories, and it slows down time in a sense, because you're breaking up the monotony of your routine. And these little experiences are what makes life so worth living. If you have to recall, it's April right now, right? If you have to recall the last 3.5 months of the year of 2024, I can guarantee you won't remember most of it if most of it was just routine and you doing the same thing every day. the parts of it you will actually remember, the parts of it that will actually stick out, is when you form those core memories. When you met somebody new, or when you try something new, when you stepped outside of your comfort zone, when you made a very important decision, when you accomplished something very important, it becomes a core memory, even if it's simple. It makes your life so, it makes your life feel so much more like richer, so much more worth living when you have these little experiences. It just adds to your confidence. It adds to the things that you can be proud of yourself for. Something as simple as a little dance class on a solo trip. My solo trip too was also a core memory because I flew out of the country by myself for the first time to a new place. I've been to Mexico before, but I haven't been to that part of Mexico. And I learned so much because I was by myself, and like there were good aspects and there were routine aspects of the trip, but that memory, that dance class, was one of my favorites because it was such a pivotal moment for me, because I didn't allow myself to be a bystander in that experience. I forced myself out of my comfort zone in that experience. And so even if there's like a lot of other good things that happen, I am so proud of myself for that one little experience. So that's what I'm saying. These things are so worth it. And the outcome, the fears of the things happening that you think will embarrass you, the things you're thinking of, the things you're afraid of, the things that are holding you back because you think they will happen, a lot of times these things don't even happen. I didn't die. I had a great experience. There was a part of it that I didn't get throughout the entire time, but that's okay. It was good. It was great. It was fun. I had fun, and it became a core memory because I remember how disappointed I was for the salsa night because I sat there and I didn't do it. And then when I redeemed myself the following night, I was so proud of myself, and I'm so proud of myself for having a YouTube channel, for having a podcast, for having my face on the internet, for having my name on the internet, because I had all of this. I tried to do the whole podcast anonymously because I was so afraid to put myself out there. And I cannot explain to you the level of confidence that has given me and how proud of myself it has made me. And I simply just want that for you. I simply just want that for you. That's all. I don't want you to be a bystander in your life, just letting life pass you by, watching people do the things that you really want to do, all the while trying to talk to yourself in your head, forcing yourself to do it, but you never take that step. You never actually do it. That's no way to live your life. I've done that before, and I was very miserable. I was a very miserable person, like, I would say in my early 20s, late teens. There was a lot to be celebrated, for sure. I wasn't, like, miserable every day. But in the back of my mind, it's like I just knew I wasn't on a path that I wanted to be on. And no matter how much I tried to avoid that, no matter how much I accomplished on that path, no matter what I was doing, no matter how much I was being recognized while I was on that path, because I knew it wasn't the path I wanted to be on, I was never satisfied. I was never satisfied, and I was never truly happy with it. And the accomplishments and everything was more or less insignificant to me. To be very honest, I know what that's like. And now I know what it's like to be on the other end when I finally get to a point where I say, I'm not going to be a bystander. I'm actually going to do the things that I really want to do. And I know how rewarding that is. I know how worth it is. And that's simply what I want to convey with this episode. Do not allow yourself to be a bystander. Don't just continue down a path that you don't want to be on. And I understand if it's not something that's easy to get off, it's not something that's easy to just turn around from, but at least start planning. don't allow yourself to continue going down that path and then you feel miserable or you feel hate or envy towards everybody who's doing the things that they actually want to do. Because when people are in alignment, they have this kind of radiance about them that is just so attractive because you can tell they're being their authentic selves. That even if you can't relate to them because you're not like them, it's the authenticity that draws you to them because we all desire that. We all crave that. We all want that. And that's why it makes some people miserable because they know they're not brave enough to do that themselves. I'm saying don't be one of those people. When you make a decision to stop being a bystander in your life and to get outside of your comfort zone and do what needs to be done for you to actually start living the life you want to live and doing the things that you want to do, it puts you on a trajectory to do more of those things that take you outside of your comfort zone and put you in alignment with the life that you were meant to live, in alignment with God's will for your life. Because number one, you realize it's not that bad. You didn't die. Like I said, what you were fearing was just, it was just all in your head. It didn't actually happen. Even if it did happen, when you realize you survived, it's like you're more confident. You can cross out that what if. It's not in the back of your mind like, I wish I did this, I wish I did that. You did it. It didn't work out. Okay, now you can do something else. But most times, what we fear never actually happens. And it just makes you more confident because it's like, okay, I did this and I see how proud of myself I am. I see how confident I feel right now. I see how this made me feel, how good this made me feel. This is like a new core memory. I didn't die. The things I feared didn't happen. It wasn't as bad as I thought. What else can I do? You see what I'm saying? Like, what else can I do? Oh, I'm also afraid of this thing. Let me try doing it and see what happens. It puts you on a trajectory to continue stepping outside of your comfort zone. It puts you on a trajectory to be more in alignment with the life that you actually want to live. Because we all know this, and I'm sure you've seen this quote, but everything you want is on the other side of fear. Fear is all the stories that you make up in your head of you thinking that the worst possible outcome will happen if you do the things you really want to do. But it doesn't, it usually doesn't work out that way. And I know from experience. So that's why I'm making this episode. I just wanted to encourage you. Do not be a bystander in your life. Okay? Get out of your comfort zone and start doing the things that will excite you, the things that you really want to do. Because you will feel so much more happy and so much more proud of yourself. And I know from experience, and I love it here, okay? So a few more episodes that will really help drive this point home and are great to build off of this one if you're struggling to do that is number 153, which is get out of your comfort zone. Number 152, your need for approval is holding you back. So if you struggle with people pleasing and all of that, listen to that one. Number 146, 2024 will not be your year if you fear success. And number 144, have the courage to be disliked. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe if you're watching on YouTube. If you're listening on the podcast audio, please leave a 5-star rating and a written review. I really appreciate it. And that is all I have to say today, and I will talk to you next Sunday.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.